guys, you guys just came back from our sponsors. There will be sponsor breaks during this podcast, like I did three podcasts ago, so that look forward to that. Anchor has a special place in my heart because without Anchor I would not even be doing a podcast right now and I wouldn't even have you guys. So today's podcast is about mental illness, how it can affect the human body and the people who it surrounds, and how people could put people's life in danger and kill them mentally. So please don't forget to subscribe on whatever platform you're on right now and click that notification bell so that you're notified whenever I post a new segment. And let's get right into the segment. Hi, it's your girl Danny, guys. I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. Today's segment is gonna be kind of like dark and dull and like not as happy as my dramas and like my other podcasts, but it's okay. This needs to be talked about, and we need to spread awareness, because it's a very real thing. So let's get right into it. So, okay, where do I start? So, mental illness develops, or it develops when you have a dark side to you, or maybe something traumatic happened to you that you do not want to speak about. Maybe something hurts you that you do not want to speak about, and you just ignore it and focus on other people's problems. Or you could just sit there and just make people push people away. That's what I meant to say. Okay, so when you do those things, and what like bullies do is they try to know who you are, but don't let them get inside your head, because that's the worst thing that could happen. And they just want to exclude their problems and focus on other people's problems just because they think it's all right to offend someone. And everyone still knows this, like bullies, there's always going to be a mean girl or a mean boy everywhere you go. So just keep positive and put your mind in the right mindset. And if you talk down to yourself, this is not the right thing to do. If you talk yourself down, stand in the mirror and put all your insecurities out there and make yourself cry, that's the worst thing you could do, because you're supposed to love yourself. I know a lot of people say this, love yourself, your body's beautiful, da 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 da. You are beautiful, you are smart, you are intelligent, and other people cannot define you. Don't let them define you. Stand up tall, chin up high, and just do what you believe in. I know a person that when you're around the person, you can feel all the positive energy. She doesn't look back. She looks forward, and she never thinks about the bad things. Even though it's realistic, because that's what I do. I think about realistic things that could go down, and that pushes me down, and I usually just stop and just don't do anything. But she has a positive side to, she has the positivity that everyone needs. She's trying to grow a business and she needs to get through stuff, and she's like, I know the, like, this is all boring and stuff, but like, I need to get through this. I'm gonna make my business grow. I'm gonna be big, you know? And she doesn't let anyone put her down, because, you know, she's like very positive, and she doesn't look south. She looks straight ahead of her, and she's ready for whatever battle comes before her. So I feel like that's what we're all supposed to do in our lives, even though we know that some bad things can happen, but we should just wake up every day and be thankful for what we have and think of like what other people did not get to have that day. I know that's really dark, but it's the truth. Another thing is, when I was talking to her, she was talking about how her job, she never enjoyed working for anyone, and then she found her passion for business. Well, she was already business minded, and she already like had the whole plan in her head. So she's very business minded. Her brain just is business. Like, that's my mom too. Like, business. But she's very business minded. So, and she also needed help with marketing. So she decided that marketing was going to be her major. And I feel like that was a good thing, because if you work on what you're good at, you're not going to get past what you're not good at. So instead of worrying about other people's needs and whatever happens to you, focus on yourself, because that's what you might need for the rest of your life. You're going to need yourself, because everyone was born out of the womb differently and different time. Even if you're twins are not born at the same time. You came in this world by yourself, and you're going to leave this world by yourself. So, and those riches and things that don't matter, like phones, laptops, social media, you should die and feel like you accomplished something that no one else did. And I feel like Black-owned businesses don't get as recognized as they should be, because the products that I use are really good. And, like, people should not be let down by what they think is right. Because everyone has a different mindset, and we should all just appreciate how we were all born into this world. And we should thank our Lord for bringing all the happiness and joy. And mental illness is always about how people always let you down. What mean things people say to you. What other situations that you get put in. And sometimes you just need someone by your side to help you get through it. But don't put your faith in the world. Put your faith in the Lord, because he's the one who brought you here, and he's going to get you out of this. Because that's what life is. That's what we all are living now. We should all be thankful for all the kindness and joy. But always, always look after what you see fit. Think of what would have happened. But don't let yourself down. Think of what could happen, but just put yourself first and think of what could happen that is so great, and put your faith in that, and don't put your faith in the sadness and madness of other people. Yeah, I feel like that's what usually mental illness is about, losing someone. that could have something to do with someone ending their own lives because they don't know how to just breathe. Okay, so here's the thing. So if you don't know Glee, there was a specific moment when Finn died. His mom really had a moment, and she was talking about how she doesn't know how other parents live because their kid has died. And when she sees those stuff on the news, she just turns it off because she can't even imagine that happening to someone she loved. And she explains that how when you wake up every single day, how are you supposed to breathe? Or how are you supposed to get anything done when you have your parent? You have to keep being a parent, but you can't have your son or daughter by your side. And I feel like all those things could put you down into a mental state. But please don't give up. Don't give up. Because there's still hope in the world. Yeah. We just need some time to ourselves to think. Read your Bible. Stay true to yourself. Don't put yourself down anymore. Be brave. Let me know if you guys want a part two to this. I'm gonna wrap it up here. I hope you guys really enjoyed this because I know I did. And follow all the socials down below, and I'll link everything down below. And I'll see you guys later. Bye!